a familiar piece of music to many.
That's the Lord of the Rings theme, in case you're wondering.
And it's a big weekend for fans of the writer J.R.R. Tolkien. Don your furry feet and pointy ears, you lovers of The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings trilogy, because as you know, Tolkien, who died in 1973... or drifted off to Valinor, I should say. He was one of the most influential writers of all time.
And filmmaker Peter Jackson made the series relevant to a new generation with his blockbuster films, winning 17 Oscars and grossing close to $3 billion in sales along the way. But Tolkien's books stand on their own. The trilogy has sold more than 150 million copies. And this weekend, whether you're a fan of Tolkien or not, you may be surprised that a conference in Westford, Mass. Is trying to bring people back to Middle Earth. And here to tell us exactly what that means is Jeff Edgers, Radio Boston's arts contributor and reporter for the Boston Globe. Hey, Jeff.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. So, do I need to brush up on my Elvish for this weekend?
I wrote this story that's in the paper today, and I've got to tell you, I was full of fear because I haven't read any of these books. I watched a part of maybe the first 20 minutes of one of the three movies in the past, and I did think before writing it, I better watch all the movies and read all the books, but I just ran out of time. This conference is in, gathering... you'd call them sort of obsessives, but people who love Tolkien and believe that he's one of the most important writers ever, you know?
So what are they doing at this conference? I gather they're doing a number of things, including presenting academic papers?
Yes, and they will also, it opens with a party that involves seed cakes, which I would have brought you one, but I know you still have to work. But they're going to have all these, in many ways, the papers that they're talking about, Gondor Needs No King, Through Morgoth's Eyes, Truth in Wartime, they actually sound like a pretty typical academic conference. Some of these people are total obsessive fans who are presenting this. Some are almost like tourists. There's a presentation on the landscape of Middle Earth, which we can get into, of course. There are also academics who are actually being sent here by universities to present these papers.
Amazing. So the landscape of Middle Earth. What is Middle Earth?
Well, if you've seen the movies, the word you'd use is New Zealand. But for Tolkien, Middle Earth was this fictitious universe he created, where all the stuff occurs. I mean, that's how you can describe it, these little hobbit holes, and it's all, there's all this, vines and people running around in robes. That's Middle Earth. And, he was very particular about it. He created maps and names for all these different regions. It's very detailed stuff.
So I got to say, after this conversation, has this turned you into reporting this story, has it turned you into a Tolkien fan?
No, I actually want to stay away from this as much as possible. As soon as the article ran, I was just waiting for the first email. And sure enough, it came in from a man named Andrew Porter, who you can look up on Wikipedia, and he's a science fiction expert. And I'll just read you one little clause, which was, I just forwarded a link to your article to my list of the usual suspects, who will pick up on the various errors. And, I'm just waiting for more of that by the time I get back to my desk.
Okay, so the conference Friday and Saturday at the Regency Inn and Conference Center in Westford. Let's move on really quickly to a couple of other picks for the coming weekend, and let's start with a bit of music. All right, Jeff Edgers, what are we listening to?
Well, this is a concert you can hear on Saturday night over at the Wang. It's Jeff Beck, the guitar god, and he's put together this Les Paul tribute with Imelda May, who's a singer, a lot like about 95 years younger than Jeff Beck, but a fantastic show. I have, they just put out a record. Les Paul was the guitar inventor, pioneer, who died a couple of years ago at the age of 94.
Hmm.
They're doing all these fantastic songs that, he did with his late wife, Mary Ford.
That's at the Wang Center on Saturday, and you can get information about that on our website. Jeff Edgers, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Jeff Edgers, arts reporter at the Boston Globe and a regular contributor to Radio Boston. And you can check out Jeff's picks on our website at radioboston.org.
Actually, wait, Jeff. Jeff, before you try and sneak out of here, I got to ask you one last question. Have you liked Radio Boston on Facebook yet?
I have liked it, and I've also done it on not only my Facebook alias, but also the fake ones that I use to lurk around.
the ones with the pointy ears and furry feet,
yes.
I'm sure. Well, good. So you're one. You're one of our 801 fans.
That's exciting.
That's fantastic. We have this this campaign to get 1,000 likes by April 1st, and so I just want to encourage everybody out there that if you haven't already, definitely go to facebook.com/radioboston and click on like. Don't let April be the cruelest month, I say. Help us get to 1,000 likes.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, in addition to hearing from Ian Goodsman and Jew, a terrific musical duo, we'll also have analysis of the week's big stories from our editorial roundtable. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.